What's up, my friends? It's Matt Prince here, the five-dimensional strength coach. This is the Matt Prince podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: building a weapon. Okay, so I did a bit of an Instagram live Q&A. Not live, actually. It was just a Q&A. You know, the ones in the stories that you have. That's why I said live. It's in the stories. So you basically, people type in the box, they ask a question, and then I answer the question in a 15-second thing. Now, Troy, who's a fellow strength coach from the Melton region, he hit me up and he said, are there any other factors apart from nutrition to lose fat while still gaining strength? All right, so this is a question that I just thought I'd give a little bit more detail in. I gave a 15-second answer on Instagram and basically said you got to think about stress management, hormone management, sleep management, nutrition management, training management. Like, you got to train hard to look like an athlete. You have to train like an athlete. That was my short answer. I wanted to give a bit of a long answer because I thought I'd help out a few other people who listen to this podcast by answering this in depth. So as I went through the journey of transitioning towards being a five-dimensional man rather than just a fit guy who ran a business, right? That's essentially where I was at. There was a lot of stuff that I learned. And without realizing it, I didn't realize that not looking after my mind and my mental health was holding me back in my body and my business. Not spending time in my relationship with friends, with family, with different people who mattered to me, that was holding me back in my body and my business. I was working so many hours. Like, I was doing huge hours in the gym. In the gyms, I was working multiple things before I started learning this, but I was working huge hours, like 10, 12 hour days. I was always just hustling. I'd do mornings, I'd do midday, I'd do fucking nights. Like, I was smashing work and it was all about that. And then when I wasn't doing that, I was training really hard and I was eating like chicken and broccoli and I was shredded and I was working hard and it was good. But then it got to the point where I was like, I'm really plateauing. Everything's really hard. I'm burning out. I didn't like it and things were holding back. I had no time for fun in my life. When I started introducing these things, when I started to realize, hey, look, mindset matters, relationships matter, fun matters, business definitely matters, training definitely matters, but all of them together helps grow on each other. Like, they help expand each other as an intertwined sort of life system, I suppose. So when we talk about any other factors apart from nutrition to lose fat while still gaining strength, consider this. If you are severely stressed out, right, if your mind is fucking in a shitstorm, if you get super stressed, depressed, anxious, all of that sort of stuff, that could be the one thing holding your body back, because that will play with your hormones, it will play with your energy, it will play with your emotions, it will make you want to emotional eat, it will make you not want to train hard, it will make you not focused at training, it'll do a lot of different things, it'll sort of beat you up, right? It's like a war between your mind and yourself. Okay, when that's the issue, that can be the one thing that holds people's minds back. Now, and recently on the podcast, I spoke about the episode that's titled "I Am Fat." I think it's one or two before this one, where it was the mindset of the lady, one of the old members I used to train. She wasn't a Royal Fitness member; it was another gym where I was working. She had this mindset of she was fat. Right, when she changed that, she lost fat, she got leaner. Like, her mind literally fucking allowed her to lose body fat because she was eating good, training good, but her mind just wasn't there. When her mind started to shift, that's where the transformation started to happen. So that's something to consider. Now, in that, how do we fix that, right? How do we manage our mind, as it, knowing now that it is a factor for stress, it is a factor for our sleep, it is a factor for our depression, our anxieties, our worries, all of those things to fuck up our hormones. Okay, so there is a thing called the flight and flight response, parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. Now, when you're in the fight and flight response, like, the hormones are going whack, right? Your stress hormones are up and about, all right, which produces a thing called cortisol, which cortisol will cause fat gain, essentially. Let's look at cortisol as a stress hormone without going into too deep with it. I've got a guy, Cody McBroom. Boom, 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 Boom Performance. He's coming on the podcast. Got a few guests lined up, which are fucking geniuses. Some of my mates from the States, which I'm very excited about. And then I've got some other really cool ones from Australia, which should be really fun. But these guys are coming on. And I'm going to leave a lot of this open for Cody to cover because he's a genius in the nutrition field. But with in terms of like the stress hormones and all the hormones and stuff going on, if your cortisol's up, and that can be up through stress, through worry, through like the fight and flight stuff going haywire, going, you know, just worried. It can be stress through each area of your life. It could be business stressing you out. It could be you haven't had fun in a while. You haven't relaxed. You haven't meditated. You haven't slept. You're having a fight with your partner. You're having a fight with your friends. You know, your body's actually just in a shit shape. You're not looking after it with food. So your body's going to have, you know, cortisol up. You might be taking drugs, drinking, smoking, all that sort of stuff. That will cause cortisol. Okay. When cortisol is up, it's hard to lose body fat. It really, really is. Once cortisol goes down, it's a bit easier. And that's just something to be aware of. So how do we manage that? I manage it through floating. I float once to twice a week at the moment. So usually it will be up a little bit higher, like 3 to 4. Just depends on how busy I am with work and that sort of stuff. But I'm meditating daily. So meditation is a huge key. Floating, it just takes it to another level. So I find a float for me is like a reset. So I'll float probably... you know, try and float. I floated yesterday, which is Tuesday. I pretty much float every Tuesday, and I'll try and float again Thursday or Friday, and then sometimes on the Saturday or Sunday. Just depends if I get a Thursday or a Friday. But if I get Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday or Sunday, wrapped every couple of days, it's like a reset for me. Creating time to self-study, like just my morning routines, right? My morning routines saves a lot of stress and worry, which helps me stay leaner because I'm just not fucking up. I'm not like frantic with myself. Like I can get up, start my day, just like stack on myself, journal on myself, like learn some shit that's going on in my head. I read a little bit. I get a little bit smarter, you know, look after myself. And this can be done, you know, with stuff done in between. Like if I'm coaching in the morning, which I haven't been coaching the mornings for a while, but when I coached last week in the mornings, basically I got up, I did the same thing. I did the journaling side of things. I did a quick like 2 minute breath meditation, and then I went and coached, and then I got back, I did a bit of training, had my green supplement, looked after myself. So that's my body and my mind already taken care of, and in there I'm like looking after myself, right? Like I'm doing things in my relationships, like just spending time with Tal, getting in touch with people who matter, like it helps. And then you go into the business side of things. In my morning routine, I'm studying something and then teaching it to somebody. And sometimes I teach it to you guys on podcasts without you guys realizing it. It's something that I've studied in that morning, and it just helps me learn and grow faster with the whole concept of moving everything forward. All right, so that's some simple stuff. So you've got your meditation, your floating, and then you've got your morning routines, stuff that you rely on to help put you in a position of power and confidence and not having that stress and worry. That helps get it down. Okay, that's a huge factor. Getting rid of pressure and noise. If you call it all pressure and noise, if you can learn how to do that, that's fantastic. Now, I've got some specific strategies and stuff like that that I'm gonna be teaching to my mastermind crew. When they come through. So I teach it to all my rebirth boys. I'm going to be teaching it to, I'm going to take on the 10 coaches. I've been talking about this on the podcast, 10 coaches. It's going to start up in the next month or so. So 10 coaches, 10 PTs, where I take through and basically show them how to do what I've done. They'll be getting access to all these routines and I'll sort of fast track their results across the board. And that's the plan of attack there. Now, what other areas are there? What other factors? There's the factors of sleep. People don't talk about sleep. They're like, team no sleep, let's not sleep. You don't need sleep. Sleep makes a huge difference. Now, I'm not someone, I think 6 to 7 hours of a night is enough. You know, people talk about 8. I think 8, obviously it's been proven to be better. But I just don't sleep that long. I might sleep 7 hours, sometimes 8 hours, and that's fantastic, right? It's great. But what I have found a lot of power in, and this can be done through the meditation, it could be a part meditation, part nap, having that reset in the afternoon, having a nap in the afternoon or a second meditation for me in the afternoon is amazing. That helps. Now, I was getting coached by a guy called Matt Wenning, who had world records in powerlifting. He is a fucking beast, this guy. Like, he is a huge man. He's so strong, so like smart, like he's a genius. So this guy, he does seminars and stuff with Ed Cohn, who is one of the greatest powerlifters of all time, arguably. And a lot of people don't realize this, but they nap like 30 minutes to an hour and a half a day, right? Matt Wenning's napping up to, I think that you're saying when he's in competition mode, like peaking and stuff, he's like 2 hours a day napping. All right, so he's sleeping 8 to 10 hours at night and then sleeping during the day. So naps are very, very good for the management of this, like for managing those hormones, for managing, you know, your body and helping you get your body fat up. Now, you might do that in a form of 20-minute meditation and fall asleep by accident, or you might just do the meditation if you're not a napper. It's going to do the same sort of thing. It's just going to reduce your pressure and noise and bring all of it back down. So that's another really useful tactic, is like, just be aware that the strongest athletes and the strongest people in the world and the best athletes in the world, they all nap. Or meditate, or do either. You know, like you hear Steph Curry is talking about floating. Steph Curry floats all the time, right? You see that a lot. You see guys like Joe Rogan floating. You see a lot of the West Side Barbell people now, like they're all floating. They're promoting floating. Like it's an amazing thing. All the high producers are floating. You got guys in the fitness industry, guys like Jay Ferrugia, they're promoting floating. Aubrey Marcus, like they all talk about floating. Right? It's a form of meditation. Now, we have a float tank in Bacchus Marsh at Royal Fitness. Like that's because of these people, right? I thought I'd try it. I fell in love with it. It makes a huge difference. So that in itself is an example of like, if you can nap or meditate or float, these high level people are doing it. And it makes sense that might help us too, right? Now, what other factors are there? There is the training side of things. Okay, so I'm not going to go into hormone management. I don't really understand it too much. I have had help with my hormones in the past through Nat, a local naturopath, and she basically, and I'm not talking about like illegal hormones and taking testosterone and anything like that, but I've been on things like adrenal support. So like adrenal glands, I have adrenal burnout sometimes. Which the adrenal support supplement really, really helped. You hear about people that take zinc and stuff like that. That can really, really help getting your nutrients in check. But like in terms of hormones, I don't know that much about it, but you could see someone that does. Nat helped me a lot. She was fantastic for me. She helped me pretty much like when I was really, really fatigued, like it was severe adrenal fatigue. I felt like a new man within, I reckon, probably 2 to 3 weeks. I just felt like a different person, and that was through a few changes. I had to cut down the caffeine. I pretty much cut it out. I think I did cut it out for a period of time, which was a nightmare, and then I introduced it back, and now I'm just addicted again. But the adrenal supplements really, really help. So that's something to think about. Now, I'm not going to go into the hormones, but it is important just because I don't understand it, okay? Now, the training side, which I do understand very well, people say that you can't out-train a bad diet. I don't disagree. I agree that most people can't out-train a bad diet. Okay, when we go back into talking about elite athletes, a lot of them eat like fucking children, right? And some people have the natural genetics just to be ripped and lean and fit and all that sort of stuff. But they're anomalies. They're the ones that you could look at and be like, oh, you know, this freak's eating McDonald's every day, or this weapon's like, you know, smashing down 12 meals a day and he's still really, really ripped, right? Like these people are the exceptions. They can out-train a bad diet because they do. When they stop training, they generally blow out. You look at the AFL football players, they get fat, right? A lot of them get fat. They blow out. They just do because they're not doing as much activity. However, normal people like us, we are less likely to be able to out-train a bad diet. So I recommend to people to try and eat around 70 to 80% of their meals to be spot on. To eat good. And that would mean like if you were to having a whole week, it might be anywhere between say 3 and 5 cheat meals or snacks that you can just sort of let go on, right? That you can sort of relax on, right? As soon as it becomes more than that, you will generally plateau in your weight loss, right? And I'm not someone who counts calories, tracks macros. It's not that it's bad. It's just that I have other things I track, and that's not what I want to track. Like I don't give a fuck. I just eat well. And consistent, and I stick at it a lot, right? And that's how I maintain my weight. And Yeah, if you're tracking stuff like that, it'll be the same sort of thing. We use checklist systems to help people build habits. So it'll be like checklists to make sure people are having the, you know, eating protein with their meal. Checklists that will make sure that they're not doing things like drinking soft drink, junk food, cordial, that sort of stuff. Like when you start to track it and it's measurable, you can be like, oh shit, I'm not getting leaner. Oh, but fuck, I had 6 junk food days this week. Right, 6 meals of junk food. Oh, and I missed, you know, protein here. And oh, I didn't hit my water intake here. So I think that's really important to keep some sort of measurable, formula that's going to help you get your result. So we do that in our 12-week transformations. It'll start one next week. If any of you guys are interested, just hit her up. She can help you with that. But that works tremendously with both the men and women in Royal Fitness. They get huge results from it. Some of the guys, like the six packs that they've had at the end, are ridiculous. Some of the girls, actually, they're starting to get some, like, I've seen some abs in the last one, which was crazy. You hear about the, you know, some of the girls who want to lose more weight, losing like your 10s to 15 kilos, which is incredible. But then the lighter girls who just wanted to tone up were absolutely shredded at the end of it, which I just think, yeah, it's good on them. Like it's awesome effort. So that will work both ways, but that's done through tracking habits and creating a good, healthy, plan that you can just stick to long-term, because that's what matters in the end. It's long-term. Now, actual training. Let's go into the actual training. Not being able to out-train a bad diet. Here's the thing. So you hear people say that. You hear people say that, you know, nutrition's 70 or 80 or 90% of the fat loss results. You can lose fat through just eating really, really well and not training. You can. You can also lose fat from fucking doing ultramarathons and eating like shit, right? So what's the happy medium? People say you can just do strength training and lose fat through your diet. But they're the same ones. Like I said, a lot of bodybuilders will talk like that. And I agree that you can, and they do, right? They look awesome. But they're also the ones that are just eating nothing but chicken and broccoli and rice, and they're pre-planning meals, and they've got fucking 80 Tupperware containers that they've got to stack, clean, wash, you know, organize, and, you know, label in their fridge each week. They're the ones that are doing that. Now, I don't want to live like that. I like to live a good lifestyle where I can play up on the weekends and eat and do whatever, and like I can eat well during the week and feel good. And I just like to live in a balanced lifestyle where everything's like, if I want to do it, I can do it, right? I allow myself to live like that. So that for me means that I need to do some kind of conditioning. Otherwise, I get fat. If I just do strength training, if I train just strength like 3 times a week and eat how I eat right now, I will get fatter. I'll put on body fat. But if I do 3 strength training, I eat like I do now, and then I do a bit of conditioning and inform. When I talk about my conditioning is basically walking. I like to walk in the mornings. I do jiu-jitsu like 3 to 4 days a week. Sometimes I'll throw in a kickboxing session. When I say sometimes, usually each week there's at least 1, maybe 2 kickboxing sessions. One might be a sparring, one might be a pad session. I'll try and do that every week. At least the sparring every week, but sometimes the pads, like I'll do like 6-week blocks or something like that. And that's a lot of conditioning. So that's like probably, you know, towards 10 hours worth of movement in walking, in conditioning and stuff like that. That's why I can eat so much and stay the same shape. Strength's important. Now, there's people who aren't willing to do that. They don't have the time to do that. They have no interest in doing that. So what would you do instead? I would recommend very, very simply running or doing hill sprints or doing the conditioning sessions at Royal Fitness, right? It makes a huge difference. If you're not doing a sport, I still think if you want to look like an athlete, you still need to train like an athlete. This is where our circuit classes come in, where we're doing sprinting, we're doing throwing, we're doing slamming, we're doing that heart rate, high heart rate. It's kind of like playing a game of football, right? You're getting this high intensity workout, but it's, you're not getting beat up like you would in football. So like guys who are 45 who used to play football and they have sore joints now, they can handle these workouts. Right, girls who have no interest, or girls who are a bit bigger and they want to lose weight, they can do these workouts at their best pace and still get a huge heart rate benefit out of it and lose it. Like one of the girls the other night with Coach Marley, like Marley had her burn 700 calories. Peter was in there. She posted a photo on Instagram, 700 calories in a session. Now that's fucking, that's a lot of calories. That's a lot of work. Her heart rate would have been flying during that session. So you can see how that would work. Now, That's how I would sort of make up that conditioning. I think conditioning for somebody who's not playing sport, like at least a day where they're doing some kind of high intensity interval work, whether it's you know, sprinting, interval running, which a lot of people just don't do. So that's why we have the circuit classes at RF. So do them, right? If you do two of them and three strength, you will get leaner if you're eating well, right? If you're eating relatively well. If you want to take, like, if you want it to be no cardio at all, great. Do four strength sessions. Make sure your pace is up. Like the pace that we push in strength club, it's high. We do. We push a high pace. It's like you're not resting. You're doing tri-sets. You're doing, you know, complex training. You're doing contrast training. Like things are happening, right? There's three exercises back to back. There's, you know, a minute rest between heavy sets. Like sometimes 2 minutes if it's really heavy, but like try not to keep it much longer than 2 minutes. Because the pace matters, right? If you just want to lift like and sort of look like a powerlifter, you can train with the 5-10 minute breaks. But that's, again, that comes back into the periods where, yeah, you have to make sure your diet's on point if you want to achieve a really ripped body. So I hope I'm not jumping around too much, and I hope this is making a little bit of sense. But think about yourself as a complete person, all right? So you've got your body, so you're training. I would recommend if you we'll go fuel first. So in your body, you've got your nutrition. If you're not someone who's going to track everything and make sure that it's perfect and you're eating, say, 95% of your food's really, really, really good, you need to be doing some form of conditioning and hard strength training, right? If you're somebody, and that's obviously, it's an obvious thing if you're trying to gain strength, like lifting heavy, you need to lift heavy to get stronger. But if you are looking at just doing just dieting side of things, you won't get the same changes in your body that you would if you were to train really, really hard with weights and with like athletic performance based training. So if you mix the two together, you're more likely to look like an athlete who's shredded, who can do cool things, who has like good ass, good shoulders, good, you know, abs, all that sort of stuff. So that's all right. In terms of the training side, if you are willing to, you know, commit to eating, say, 70 to 80% good, doing conditioning, 1 to 2 hard sessions of conditioning, whether it's the circuit classes at RF, whether it's metabolic power at RF, whether it's hill sprints, those sorts of things, whether it's sport, right? You got to do them, okay? Strength training, to get strong, it's going to require, like, to get relatively strong 2 days a week hard. Like what we do at Royal Fitness works because it just does. Like 2 days, we've proven that we can add kilos and kilos and kilos to people's strength. But the people who do 3 to 4 accelerate a lot faster. So if you want to get really, really strong, I recommend 4 days. I reckon an upper lower split is good. So a max effort upper body day, a speed and repetition based upper body day is really, really good. So we do the max effort, and then after it's all muscle building stuff. We do the speed work, and then it's all muscle building stuff. That's what I would recommend for that. And then lower body, you're doing the same sort of thing. So you're going a heavy lower body day, and then you're doing muscle building stuff. And then you're going on the second day, it might be speed-based work or even repetition-based work, like a bodybuilding type thing, depending on the person. And then you would have all your higher rep bodybuilding stuff. Okay, so you got 4 days. Personally, I think athletes that are doing the conditioning, doing the sports, 3 days is fine. People who are non-athletes and just want to get really strong, 4 days, and then a conditioning or 2 days in there. So I hope that makes sense. Now, in your mind, get yourself meditating, get yourself morning routines, get yourself, you know, around people that are positive, get everything clear. You know, that's super, super important. Float regularly, book in massages, look after your health, look after that sort of thing. Relationships, try to make sure that you're showing up and you're not creating a tension-based environment that's causing stress, right? It's massive. If you look in the business side of things, one of the biggest stresses, one of the biggest reasons people, you know, break down, get divorced, get stressed, get anxious is money. All right, so you need to learn and be on top of that if you want to be truly, you know, like on top, on fire in all areas. Like you want to be learning and growing in that area. You know, it's doing things that produce you forward in terms of your business, your purpose, your finances, your bank accounts. It's very, very key that you're doing that. I've seen people who are just unhappy in their job. One of the boys, actually, I'm pretty excited for him. He was telling me he's retiring from his job, or he's resigned from his job, which is a big thing because he's been doing it a long time, and it's a big part of his life. And it's not like just a job. It's like he's like a part owner, I believe, in it, in some way. He's basically resigned from that. He's going to start a carpentry apprenticeship in his like early 30s, right? I think that long term will make him happy, and I'm happy for him, and he thinks it will make him happy, so it's a big move. A lot of people don't have the balls to do that. Now, I'm not saying you need to do that. I'm not saying you need to like quit your job and do that sort of thing, but he is made a connection with that's what he wants to do for the rest of his life. So I think that's fucking huge, right? So you might have to look at like, hey, are you in the right path? Are you living to your true potential in the business world? All right, the last part, guys, the last little section, which I talk about all the time in the five dimensions, is fun. Fucking basic, right? Have fun. Create experiences that are fun. Go see stuff that's fun. Go travel the world. Do shit that's fun. Book it in. Make sure you're having fun, because if you're not having fun, it's just like everything's a waste of time, and you won't try as hard in what you're doing because you've got no incentive to. Okay, so book in fun, plan in fun, plan in times to chill and do some shit that you like doing. Okay, guys, as I wrap this up, I'm not going to keep rambling about this. I hope that makes sense to Troy and everyone else who is interested in that question. I've got a question for you guys. Now, where in your life, across the board, across the five dimensions, do you need to make a shift to allow yourself to, I suppose, achieve better results in your body and allow yourself to get leaner, fitter, stronger? Like, what's the area that you need to work on and double down on most that's holding you back in terms of achieving those body goals that you're after? Now, part two to this, guys, is hire a mentor, buy a book, do something that's going to do something or get somebody to help you hit that target faster so that you can go back to achieving the results across the other areas of your life that you want to achieve. All right, guys, that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope that helps out. Now, if you are interested in joining up at Royal Fitness, get in touch with us. Shoot us a message at Royal Fitness Facebook page or royalfitness.com.au. You can apply through there. If you're interested in working with me directly in building your business, building your mindset, doing that side of things with the strength coaches of the world, hit me up. All right, there's stuff that I'm going to be releasing that's going to be absolutely transformational for the industry. And the people that have been through it in the past, I've tested it all, and it's amazing, and it's going to be interesting. So if you are interested and you want to get on board in terms of like a bit of an inner circle and have me work with you personally to build you up, let me know, because it's going to be limited spots. I can't do this with everybody. It's going to be a bit of a side love project for me, essentially, and I'm pumped to take it on, and I'd love to have you a part of it. But guys, apart from that, you all have a great day, have a great afternoon, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.